This is the Soccer Nomad Podcast, and I'm your host, Austin Long. For this episode, I spent the weekend with the American Outlaws for the U.S. Women's National Team game against the Netherlands. This was a great opportunity to learn more about the organization while taking in my first U.S. Women's National Team game. Saturday night, I headed down to Rerop, the official bar for American Outlaws Atlanta, to hang out with soccer fans at the night before event. There was a great crowd that grew in numbers as fans made their way to the bar after the opening training session at the Georgia Dome. I was able to grab some quick interviews, so we'll start with those. First up is Andrea. Anyone who has met her knows that she is amazing, a great player, and a spirited and loud supporter. She is Costa Rican and recently became a U.S. citizen. After a quick introduction, I asked her about her greatest U.S. national team memory, and it was the U.S.-Costa Rica game in Nashville. Next up is Charlie. Charlie was a great help during ATL SoccerCon and can usually be found at almost every soccer event in the city. Once we got done talking about National Batman Day, he gave a recap of the American Outlaws Atlanta trip to Jacksonville.
So I'm here with Andrew. We are at Rerop downtown.
Hey, come on down.
Just hanging out. So how long have you been an AO member?
I've been an AO member for 4 years.
Okay. So you've sort of seen the different iterations of AO Atlanta?
I have. I've been to a lot of their events. I've got to meet a lot of different members from a lot of different cities, so it's a really great community of people that just come from all over the world, from all over the spectrums, just trying to be fans of the game.
Awesome. What is your sort of memory?
U.S. Women's National Team game in Nashville, and that was actually especially memorable because it poured rain on us. So we're all sitting in this outfield, and it all got pretty crazy. I mean, you know, the U.S. women, I think, scored 6 on Costa Rica. For me, it wasn't more about Costa Rica winning or America winning. It was just more about the cultures in one place for myself. When the Costa Rican national anthem played, I did the Costa Rican national anthem. The American national anthem play, I got to do the American national anthem. And that's a very special moment for myself, in the heart, in my head, and just as a soccer player and a true fan of the game.
That's awesome. So I'm joined by Charlie Phillips, who part of American Outlaws, part of Terminus Legion, part of Comic-Con, nerdy stuff.
Anything nerdy.
Yes, today is Batman.
It is National Batman Day. It's the reason for the season.
And so you celebrated it.
I celebrated that.
I specifically asked you when you got here.
Yes.
So you're in your AO stuff.
I'm in my AO stuff now, but for the majority of the day, I was decked out in Batman gear because it is National Batman Day. I made sure to observe the holiday properly before we came down to celebrate our other national pastime, which is soccer.
Start from the beginning.
Luxurious charter bus, whether or not you'd make it back in time for work the next day. So great opportunity, great community building atmosphere on the bus down there. It was excellent. It was something that, again, we haven't seen out of the Atlanta chapter before, so it was really exciting. We had a wonderful time. Yeah, sorry.
So what time did you guys leave?
We left around 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe a few minutes after. We all convened at MARTA station, where we were relatively certain that our cars wouldn't be towed over the course of the next 24 hours. Piled in the bus and, you know, carried all our instruments aboard and just headed down to Jacksonville.
So what time did you guys get into town?
We actually got down there a pretty decent time. I think the tailgate started around 2 or 3. We were down there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Plenty of time, didn't miss any of the tailgate. We met a lot of people from different AO chapters, both in Florida and from around the country, all of whom were really welcoming. They were really excited to see people from Atlanta. And particularly because of Atlanta United, they had a lot of questions for us. They were really excited about what we've got going on here. So it was, it was just kind of a fortuitous time to go down there.
So the picture of you making the rounds around the internet was, you get some sort of Liberty thing happening?
Whatever company that was, I'm a free shout out. Also, I'd had a few beers and can't quite remember which insurance company was involved. They're handing out some silly hats. And we all put them on happily as we're marching into the stadium. And so, yeah, as we're filling into the AO section, I just got a selfie with the beer raised and the Statue of Liberty hat on.
How's the t-shirt coming?
Well, that's up to J.R. Francis. He's got the design done and cleaned up. We're hoping to get it on Zazzle. I got a selfie later with myself soaked in beer and sweat, hugging Alexi Lawless with that same Statue of Liberty hat on. So, you know, maybe we'll get that picture.
All right, so
for something.
So you guys watched the game,
yeah.
Back on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
What time did you guys get back? How did the next day at work go? So on and so forth.
Jeez. Getting back on the bus was effortless. I'd like to give a shout out to our driver, Skip. Wonderful guy. He managed not to abandon us and leave us for dead there. He did a wonderful job being professional, picking us up. I don't remember a whole lot about piling on the bus. I remember going to sleep pretty much right thereafter and waking up Atlanta around 5 a.m. I was back at work at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon that day. How, I don't know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so is this your first women's game, or have you been to other women's games, men's games,
today
that sort of thing?
Today is my first women's game.
You can say tomorrow.
Or tomorrow, sorry, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we're at the night before party. AO's done an amazing job organizing that, and we've had a few drinks. So, yeah, tomorrow is my first women's game. Jacksonville was only my second men's national team game after the Gold Cup here at the Georgia Dome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this will be my first women's game, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so tomorrow's the tailgate,
yes.
So I'll see you there, and then we'll
Hell
do the
yeah.
march, and then we'll watch the game.
Yep, sounds great, man.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Right. Thanks.
Before the match on Sunday, I braved the elements for the American Outlaws tailgate. The rain did nothing to dampen a raucous atmosphere. Things didn't go exactly to plan, but I was able to chat with Kelly, Bob, and Jesse. Here are those interviews.
Okay, so I'm here with Kelly Carter, who is the president of American Outlaws Atlanta. She was kind enough to come on the Tournament Legion podcast for our August episode. I appreciate that. The original plan was that we'd do the night before Re-Raw.
Yeah.
And then come to the game, do the whole thing. So Re-Raw went pretty well. I got interviews, so hopefully
awesome.
We'll edit that, throw those together. That was a great night. You guys did a nice raffle for Soccer in the Streets.
Yep.
Four shirts.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, players and shirts.
So I got one of the chants, so I'm hoping to use that.
Okay.
But the plan today was, you know, show up, do the tailgate, do the march, and literally it is like a monsoon in Atlanta. They waited Music Midtown.
No! They really?
So they told everyone to go home. So Music Midtown is an outdoor music festival. So that guy evacuated. So I pulled up, and Kelly's like, get in the truck. So I get in the truck because we did, we got the TIFO in, we got the flag song, we got the drums. So we did that. I literally pulled up. We did that. That was awesome. I appreciate you. You know, I love helping. So that was great. So we come back here. We got the tailgate. So you guys got the tent set up, which was a huge plus.
Uh-huh.
And the crowd has started filing in. The plan was to do several interviews, but like 10 minutes ago, it was raining so hard, you could not get under the tent. So anyways, we're sort of doing this on the fly. I just want to start with sort of American Outlaws, for those who aren't familiar.
Yeah.
Talk about American Outlaws, their philosophy, sort of what American Outlaws is trying to accomplish.
So American Outlaws is a supporters group for the men's and women's national team. We have roughly 39,000 members nationwide, but also at a local level. So United Strength, and that doesn't just mean United Strength in the stadium support, but it also means at a communal level. We want to United Strength in the communities, the local soccer. Maybe it's connecting with a local soccer team or a UA team, or maybe it's connecting with Atlanta United or doing some kind of raffle with them or merging an event. Just to get the soccer fans together in one place. It doesn't have to be just for your national team. It can look like anything. So
absolutely. So I know that there are several different groups represented here today.
Yeah.
I think I saw some Nashville guys. I met Sarah from Wilmington.
So we've got Wilmington, we have Tacoma and Portland. We've got Connecticut here. We have one girl from Tampa, Nashville, Athens, Wilmington, like you said, Macon, Birmingham, Montgomery, Chattanooga. We got our capos are from Chattanooga. So, yeah, we've got quite a mix here today. So it's nice. You'll see more southeastern chapters, and you don't get to see that when you travel up north. So
talk about sort of the game day experience. You know, obviously we're doing the tailgate. You guys got a couple nice sponsors who help us out with the food and drink. So we're talking about what happens from now until kickoff.
So from now until kickoff, it's just about bringing the community together. We're just chatting, talking, sharing some beers, sharing some drinks, and laughs and stories. And at 5:30, the gates open, but we will march in at 6, which is an hour before the game. It's pretty standard for us. And we'll march in there. It's not too far. It's not a quarter mile walk. We try to keep it within half a mile. And we'll go in there loud and proud, and that's when our cheering starts, and we won't stop till the game's over. So
you know, like I said, there's a bunch of different groups here, some great costumes, lots of different jerseys. It's just a cool way to, like you said, experience the game as a community. Talk about Atlanta Outlaws, Atlanta American Outlaws, Atlanta specifically. You know, talk about the new leadership, what you guys are trying to accomplish.
So the new leadership. So we held elections in April, and we decided to become incorporated and run it a little bit more structured because we are such a large chapter. It's very hard to manage 850 if you don't have some kind of system in place. So we've got great people in right places. Our treasurer is a CPA. Our social media guy's on social media for a while.
I know it.
Allie's been a vice president before in Miami. I've run a chapter myself, so we have lots of different experience in the leadership position. Hi, Breezy.
Talk about who's on the board, what their roles are, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so, you know, me, I act as president. I oversee some of the things that we do, and more or less I network for us. Allie's our VP. She has a great relationship with Skate and Atlanta United, and she answers a lot of our emails. We've got Ben Reed is our secretary guy, and our social media chair, and he does all your tweets, all your Facebook events. We've got Brett Keys, he's our treasurer, he's also a CPA, so he does a great job handling all of our merch and all of our money. And we've also got Bill McGill, who's our local social chair and secretary, I like to call him, because everyone in the town seems to know Bill. So those are the five. We've definitely got some members who've stepped up and volunteered and helped us. Brett's helped us, Jen's definitely helped us. There's some other ones that come to mind. Ryan Ubray, Ryan, our bar owner, has been great. So our bar manager.
Yeah. So talk about that. You got what's the official bar? How that happens? All that good stuff.
Our official bar is Rerod Midtown. It's Rerod Irish Pub Midtown, I guess you probably say. And it's on the corner of Crescent and 12th. And yeah, we just changed there from Brewhouse not too long ago, and it seems to be a perfect fit. Side Marta Station. You got 2-hour validation on parking, and the parking garage right beside it. Awesome drink specials: $3.50 Dale's Pale Ale, $13 buckets for 5 beers, Fireball shots for $4. You get 20% game time. I mean, for on food, so it's phenomenal stuff. We have a great relationship with our pub, and they put on great events like that night pool party last night. So.
Awesome.
So it's bringing that together and really working for the members. So taking buses down to Jacksonville, using chapter funds like that. We do get chapter dues for the $25 membership. $5 of that will go to your local chapter, and so we get quarterly dues. So overall, since we have about 800 members, we'll get around $4,000. And those $4,000 throughout the year will be from spent towards kind of tailgates like this, raffles. We'll get keg donations every now and then. TIFO paint, the grill. I mean, you name it. We do everything for the chapter, and of course, merchandise was one of our biggest sellers. So right now we just have scarves, but after today, we've raised enough money in the past few months to definitely do some T-shirts and some other cool merch.
Talk about member benefits. I know it's on the website, but sort of what happens when you pay your membership to AO?
So membership dues. So you've got a whole list on the AmericanOutlaws.com. If you go to the membership page, there's a list of probably 20 things that I can't remember off the top of my head, but the most important being a discount on United Airlines. You've got Marriott Hotel discounts, World Soccer Shop, Kick Soccer. I mean, plus goes on and on. I mean, we've grown, and what's the nice thing about being a national corporation is that those sponsors aren't just in one community. We can use those anywhere in the nation. So you like United, we've got some United specials. You like Marriott, we got some of those. We have a Hilton discount as well, so it's great.
So American Outlaws chapter number is?
It's 15.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought I knew that, and then I saw the new scarf, and then the Georgia State, the outline of the state of Georgia with the 15 in it. And I thought it was the year it was founded, but then someone reminded me, no, that's the chapter number. Mm-hmm. Talk about how the chapter numbers happen and sort of that sort of thing.
So I can go through a little bit of the history. So AO was founded in 2007 out of Omaha, Nebraska. No one would have guessed that would be the soccer hub for American Outlaws. So it kept growing. Raleigh was number 3. I think Boston's number 5. You keep going. And they kind of hit a peak of like 40 chapters until the World Cup in 2010. And you started to see a glimpse of it, and it got bigger. So then, boom, you doubled so now you're up to 80. We're at 90 chapters. 2014 hits, boom, now we're almost at 200. So every World Cup cycle, we've almost doubled in size, and that's how we've gotten so big. But yeah, the chapter numbers, I would say 15 is saying you're built in like 09, 2010 maybe. I guess it's probably earlier. It's probably 08. So, but yeah, the chapter was founded, I believe Matt Stegall was on that initial leadership. So big props to them. It's definitely changed a lot from now to then. I mean, we can do more. we have more sponsors and more opportunities for growth, but big props to the guys who definitely started it. It definitely looks different from when we started and what we can was capable of doing today.
Social media, how can people get in touch with American Atlanta?
So our Twitter handle is AtlantaOutlaws.com. You can find us on Facebook at American Outlaws Atlanta Chapter. I believe it's in that order. And our email is ATOOutlaws@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put all that in the show notes. So for you specifically, talk about your favorite either AO or U.S. national team memory.
So a lot of people don't know this about me. My first game was on September 10th of 2013. It was the Dos Acero game in Columbus, Ohio, where we beat Mexico and qualified for the World Cup in Brazil. That was my first game a little over 3 years ago, and since then I've been to 20, and it's been amazing. But that first experience, I mean, I've been to an SEC game, I've been to NFL games. There's nothing better than 22,000 U.S. members cheering on your country and against a rival like Mexico. You just have so much passion for your country. It's just different than SEC football. That's the only thing I can compare it to, especially being in Georgia. It's constant noise for 90 minutes. You feel the intensity and the energy on the field and the momentum swings. You feel all of that. So that was my best moment, was that last minute goal there by Landon. Landon's last international goal, in fact. And that moment was special to me, and I knew that changed my life.
So again, I know awesome. We need to get out of here. We got to get ready for the march.
It's like the sun's coming out.
So there's that. So I just want to thank you for taking some time.
Absolutely.
And all the best.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So Bob joins me, ATL Bob.
Yes.
Two B's on social media. So you have an amazing Instagram account.
Thank you.
So you, Bob and I play on the Terminus Legion Sons of Pitches team, and you take a picture pretty much before every game. The one, I want to say it was last week with the sunset.
Yeah, that was after our game.
That was pretty amazing.
Loss, but you know, there's always a beautiful ending at the end of the game.
ATL Bob on Twitter, Instagram has some great pictures. But you go to some U.S. games. You went to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I went to Jacksonville a couple weeks ago. I've seen the women's team over in Kansas City, which was a great experience. KC's got a great environment for the games. The stadium where it's located is. There's a outlet mall right down the street. A couple breweries, hotels are easily accessible, and you know, you can kind of do what you need to do and walk where you need to go.
So we are at the American Outlaws ATL tailgate. We're breaking down, getting ready for the march. Women's game, you've been to a couple women's games,
yes.
A couple men's games. So you work for Delta. So it's so the transportation is a lot easier for you than maybe some other fans. Where's sort of the farthest you've gone, best experience, that sort of thing?
The farthest I've gone was the women's game in KC. I have been trying to get out to Portland for a number of years, but it hasn't worked out because, you know, we can't fly unless there's a seat available. I tried to go out there a couple weeks ago for a Thorns game. Didn't happen. But been to the men's game in Jacksonville, the women's game here. Like I said, KC is a great atmosphere. Portland, if you can make it, is an amazing atmosphere, as we can all see on the television, for both women's and men's games.
Absolutely. So you're a member of Terminus Legion as well. We're getting ready for Atlanta United. So what gets you excited about the Atlanta soccer scene, as it were?
I'm excited to see how large it actually is. Soccer is a different sport. The fans are different. We draw a different crowd. I'm excited for everyone to get together at the Benzo, hashtag the Benzo, on the weekends or whenever our games are, to cheer on our team. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, and I think we're going to shock a lot of people in MLS. On our fans and our crowd and our team that we're going to put on the field.
Awesome. So the Kelly's gathering the troops. We're going to get ready to go in. So the United States is playing Holland tonight. So we're going to go in there and do our thing. But I just want to thank you for the beer, first of all.
Definitely.
What did we drink?
It was,
talk about that.
It was Tropical Pale Ale from in Kansas City.
Okay, there you go. I want to make sure we get that in. Thank you for the beer. Thank you for a couple minutes. And let's go.
Cheers. Let's do it.
So I'm here with Jesse Mendoza.
Hey, how are you, man?
Yeah. So you are a member of Resurgence.
Yes.
American Outlaws ATL.
Yes.
And you did something I would term extraordinary this summer.
Yeah.
Sort of talk about Copa America Centenario and your sort of summer of soccer.
Oh yeah. I backpacked all of Copa America, excluding the Seattle game. But other than that, I started out flying out from Atlanta, going to Santa Clara. That was great. American Outlaws was really generous there. Backpacks, all that game. Such a heartbreak, you know, you can't, so to speak, have any words for it, but it is what it is. And then from there, flew out to Chicago. Chicago, American Outlaws, very, very humble people. Their liquor they have there, I don't even know what it's called, a Merlot or it's just something like that. Oh man, you know, that's a special required taste for that. But it was really wonderful. We had a good game day experience. You know, I stayed out there for a week and then went out to Philadelphia. You know, Philadelphia was kind of a shocker for me because it was a win or lose situation, you know, and I wasn't prepared to fly out for Seattle after that game, but we pulled that victory and, you know, that was a great game. Stayed in Philadelphia for the extra week and then went out down to Houston to watch Argentina. Yeah, it was an interesting game, you know, seeing the god Messi score on us on that free kick. But Houston was also a blast. Great. Thank you to AO Houston as well for that. But other than that, you know, it was great. I caught some other games while I was traveling. I caught Panama playing. I caught Venezuela playing. I caught Chile playing twice. It was just a great experience seeing the other fans, seeing the Chilean fans. While I was in Philadelphia, the Chile fans really brought me in and, you know, treated me as their own. They asked me what tickets I had, and they looked at it. They ripped up my tickets in front of me and said my tickets were shit, and I'm going to sit with them. So I went from, like, the nosebleed seats to, like, the behind-the-goal seats in, like, 30 minutes from just meeting these guys. You know, it's great. You know, soccer's grown in the States, and Copa America Centenario was a big thing for us to realize that how far we've come in the States.
Absolutely. So talk about sort of your modes of transportation. I know you know, bus, train, plane.
Yeah. I did it all. I started out, you know, I flew out to Santa Clara, you know. Flying is always the best transportation, but when you're really trying to backpack and save money, because of the amount of time I had to fly from Atlanta to LA, Santa Clara area, and then from there to Chicago. But after that, rode the bus, Greyhound, good old Greyhound, you know, give or take, you know, my bus did crash on the way to Philadelphia, you know. So that was interesting, you know, which was, in the long run, was really great because of the accident, I was able to get credit to go to Houston on the bus. So, you know, it's kind of like I don't know, 50-50 situation. So I give or take, you know, because of that, I got money out of it. But Uber, you know, Lyft, anything that I could get there, I used pretty much. I only used a train once, and that was from New Orleans to Houston, and then from there I took a Greyhound.
Talk about the backpack, because I know you posted some stuff on social media before you started your trip. You literally laid out all the stuff that was going in your backpack. Talk about what you took, how that worked, all that good stuff.
Well, the way I backpack normally, I backpack very minimalist. I'm a minimalist, so I don't take a lot of things with me. Of course, I had my game day jerseys. I had, like, three pairs of shorts. You know, when I go backpacking, I stay at hostels. Yes, the USA actually has hostels here, and people don't really realize that. But you can do your laundry there. You meet a great amount of people from around the world, and they were really, really helpful with a lot of things.
So yeah, so you take your backpack, you go. So I was following your journey, and it was very, like, you are, for those who know me, you are much more flexible than I. I would have absolutely crapped the bed had the accident happened, and I was, like, screwed. But you, like, sort of, you took it in stride. You're like, okay, so now I have this credit, and I can do this extra leg of the trip that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
And it was just cool to follow it all summer. You know, United States ground hopping is very much different than European ground hopping.
Yes.
Because of the vastness of this country, and Copa America was all over the country, and you, like, crisscrossed the continent, which was pretty cool. It's just, what's sort of your lasting memory of the summer?
I would say my lasting memory is just, you know, meeting all the American Outlaw chapters. That was really great, just kind of networking and, you know, seeing the people you see online, you know, you're just talking to, and you're like, you can finally put a real face to it. Other than that, you know, because of it being the Copa America, you had all this international-based fans coming in, and a lot of the international fans actually used the hostel. So I actually was rooming with, you know, the Chilean fan base, or the Venezuelan fan base, or the Panamanian fan base, you know, just to name a couple. And it was really awesome just kind of seeing where they come from, you know, going out after the games with them, just because we're staying at the same place. Really just, you know, getting to know people.
Awesome. So how can people get a hold of you, go back and maybe find on your timeline, your trips? How can people can find that?
I do have a Facebook page that's my main page, just to not, like, spam my friends. But if you look up MendoVision on Facebook.com, just M-E-N-D-O-Z. No, wait. My bad. Repeat. M-E-N-D-O-V-I-S-I-O-N. And look that up on Facebook. That has some of the pictures, some of the people I've met. I do plan in the near future going on taking a break from work and backpacking for a year, just trying to see what's out there in soccer related. So expect that in 2 years from me.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. We're going to get ready for the march, and we're going to go in there. But thanks again for taking a couple minutes.
No, no problem. Always a pleasure.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. We are the U.S. Mighty, mighty U.S. Mighty, mighty U.S. USA.
USA. Just got home after the match. The Netherlands stunned the Georgia Dome with an early goal after a ball over the top. The U.S. women took a long time to settle down, and to be honest, never had complete control of the match. The Dutch were very physical, and how their number 6 escaped without a caution is beyond me. Carly Loy looked to have suffered an injury early in the first half, but shook it off to fire in the equalizer before halftime. Ranked 12th in the world, the Netherlands really squeezed the midfield and kept the U.S. from getting any sort of rhythm. Eventually, the U.S. was able to get some sort of wide play, which resulted in numerous chances. One of these was finished off by a Dutch own goal, and then Carly Loy headed in a Rapinoe cross, and Allie Long was able to finish it off with a quarter of an hour to go. So a 3-1 win on a great weekend. Many thanks to American Outlaws, American Outlaws Atlanta, Rera, and all the people who took a second to talk to me, whether it made it into the pod or not. And yes, Kevin, I know that I did not interview about AO Athens. Totally my fault, and I will make that happen in the future. That's all I've got. Thanks for listening, and remember to follow me on Twitter at AustinLong1974. And check out my blog, soccernomad.wordpress.com, for the latest posts on kits and memories and the latest pod episodes. Check out the pod on iTunes, hit subscribe, and give it a rating and review. Until the next podcast, this is Austin Long signing off.